to Spectacular Show, day 3 of 8 of our Goldbergs event. And my guest today is my favorite person on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
She comes from very far across our apartment. She is an actor and casting director and acting teacher and the host of Big Face Podcast, Samantha Jane Tilton, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Hello, love of my life. Thanks
Hello.
For having me.
Thank you for being here, darling. I am very excited because I initially pitched this idea to you, of all people, and you thought it was a great idea and mm-hmm. fun, and we both love the Goldbergs. You got me into it.
And I did. I'm so happy that I did.
Me too. It's one of my favorite shows. So spoiler alert for anybody that's listening, we are going to talk pretty extensively about a particular episode of the Goldbergs, and it is a very funny episode. I was very excited when you chose this one. This is season 1, episode 11, Karate.
Karate.
Why don't you give people a general idea of what the... Actually, first, before we even do that,
yeah,
you grew up Jewish.
I did.
How much do you relate to this program?
So much. I think the thing about the Goldbergs is that... So, you didn't. You grew up Irish Catholic. So, I think what I love about the show is even when people aren't Jewish, I'm like, you're going to love this. If they grew up anywhere around the time that we did, because it just, it's such a, it brings you right back to the toys we grew up with, the movies that were coming out at that time, the no cell phone-ness of a life, and just, it's just, it brings me right back to what I think are like the good old days. Mm-hmm. I think there's so much goodness there. And yeah, growing up Jewish, it was like that. Although I think I grew up more Jewish in that, like, they're Jewish and, like, they do the holidays and stuff. And they're so, like, personality-wise, they're so Jewish. The way that they communicate and talk to each other is so much more than any of my friends that are, like, for example, grew up Irish Catholic and everybody talks about how you just shove it all down and like yeah. nobody ever confronts anything. And Jewish people are like, oh no, they confront everything.
Yes. And it's just like, no, don't mention it. I think I heard Conan O'Brien say one time, if you grow up Irish Catholic, what you do is there's a person in your life that you hate and you hate that person. And you tell everyone you know how much you hate that person, but you never tell that person. When you see that person, you're actually really nice to them.
And it's funny because John Mulaney has, in one of his stand-ups, he has this thing where he goes through a whole thing about not saying anything, and he dated all these girls that were not Jewish, and they'd be like, he'd say, what's wrong? Because something was obviously wrong, and they'd be like, nothing. Nothing's wrong. He's like, and then, who's now his wife, I started dating a Jewish girl. He's like, I never had to ask. She had a stomach ache. She walked in the room and she was like, my stomach hurts. Like, and I think that says it so well.
It is interesting to hear because, yeah, we had, in terms of the family dynamic, we had a similar dynamic. But in terms of, like, yeah, speaking up and saying what bothers, it's like, no, you talk a big game and then you eventually, for the most part, avoid everything.
And I feel like, I don't know why it is, but I feel like Jewish people, at least what I know, there's more of an openness, like an even ground. Like, friends that I grew up with that grew up Catholic and stuff, they could not speak back to their parents. And I'm not saying it's good that I, like, disrespected my parents and was a jerk a lot of the time when I was a kid, but there was, like, this communication that a lot of my friends did not have. You had to respect your parents and, like, you couldn't say what you thought. Where I was like, I don't like this and I'm not gonna do it. Yeah.
That must be nice.
Yeah, it wasn't nice for them, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. I'm curious, you chose this episode.
Yeah.
And I watched this episode with you before. Mm-hmm. We were gonna do this, but I was just curious, is there a specific reason you chose this episode?
It's funny, I mean, I even get like choked up thinking about it. I there's so much good stuff in this episode. But the thing that gets me the most, Erica is, she's in high school, and she stopped doing the things that she loved. She is, if you watch the show, her voice is incredible. Like when she sings, she plays the guitar. She's so talented. But in the show, she's in high school, and so she stopped doing all that stuff. She had sold her guitar, and Pops, who's the grandpa, he's like, when they mentioned the talent show, he was like, Erica, you gotta do it. And she's like, I don't want to get made fun of. Thanks. Mm-hmm. And I love that, because I didn't grow up with that. I didn't grow up with somebody saying, keep doing it, pursue it, you're talented. I grew up with a lot of other messages and stuff. And with, even though Erica had a supportive family where her mom, all she wanted her to do was like sing and sing about the dreidels and all this stuff, she stopped doing it because it's hard as you get older. You get made fun of. You can't just like be that version of yourself. I grew up in Long Island, and you're a weirdo if you do that stuff. Mm-hmm. You're a weirdo. And from the time I was young, in junior high, I think, is probably after elementary school, I stopped doing anything creative. I stopped being in chorus. I stopped because I would get made fun of, or I was scared, or, and I loved singing my whole life. And I remember once, it was like the talent show in high school, and I even said to one of my guy friends, who like was a great guy, and I told him, and I it's funny to think back, I like sang to him over the phone, like to be like, I would sing this. And he's like, that was really good, but don't do it.
Wow.
I'll never forget it. And I was like excited, and I know he thought it was good, but he was like, I'm telling you, that was really good, but don't do it. You're going to get made fun of a lot. Like, and it like crushed me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do it. I never did it. And I wanted to so much. Hmm. And maybe it could have been good, but I was so scared of that. I'm just going to say this. My cat is about to jump. There we go. All right. There we go. You made the jump. So anyway, and I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. So Erica was in that same space. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to get made fun of. And then Pops, her grandpa, was like, you should do it. Stop. He left her a note. He said, stop caring about what other people think. Stop caring about being cool. Just be yourself. It was something to that extent. And he left her a guitar, like an electric guitar. And I have the chills even thinking about it. She shows up at the talent show when she was not going to do it. And she goes up on stage. I have the chills. Crazy. And she goes up on stage and she just starts singing. And like the cool kids are in the audience and they're like,
they're like making fun of everybody else before.
And they like started to like, oh yeah, this is going to be good. Like they kind of looked at each other like, we're going to make fun. And then she was insanely amazing. I have the chills. And like, her whole family was in the audience. Like, yeah, we'll get to that. But like, I have the chills even thinking about it. She was so talented and amazing and the voice of an angel. And she wasn't doing it because she was scared to be made fun of. And I identify with that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, I think like a lot of people can identify with that. And it's always funny because the older you get, the more you realize like those people that are sitting there talking shit from the audience are cowards.
Mm-hmm.
They're awful.
Yep.
But what I really love is that the whole plot of this episode is Pops trying to convince Erica to do the talent show, while Barry wants to do he keeps calling it karate.
Karate.
He wants to do a karate demonstration, which is an abomination. It's so bad.
It is so bad. It's like, I love that his mom, Beverly, like thinks he is a master of karate. Meanwhile, and his dad even says in the episode, he's taken eight lessons, and then he didn't want to like walk the whatever it was, six blocks to even go to karate, and he never did it again. So he had no idea what he was doing when he was doing karate.
Yeah. So funny. He has no idea. Even when he was like, you're saying, wouldn't even make the sacrifice to walk there. So funny. And the best part is that Beverly loves it,
Yep.
Beverly loves his karate, which is awful.
It's amazingly awful.
And she thinks it's so great. And Murray is like, no, like this kid. So basically then the whole plot becomes Beverly is trying to go to the school because Barry got rejected from the talent show.
Yeah.
Because one of the teachers was trying to spare him humiliation.
Right. He told him he told Barry he couldn't do it because he was trying to be kind. And because he knew that it was so bad that Barry would get demolished and made fun of.
Oh, yeah.
And so because he did that, because he tried to do that kind thing, Beverly comes down to the school like, you will put my son in the talent show. Or how, you know, like.
Yeah. And so she threatens the teacher. So he puts Barry in, and Barry comes home with some ridiculous story like, the Tri-State Athletic Commission just okayed karate for the talent show. And of course, Murray said, oh, wow, the Tri-State Committee seems like a big deal. So then he goes down and he tries to undo it by having the teacher like overrule Bev's thing. And then it becomes this back and forth with the national
karate. Yeah. It's so good. It's so good. And it's one of those shows, it's a sitcom, and it's so funny. But you and I both have felt this way. It is so well done in that it is so warm. It is so moving. You really, as insane as it is, there's so much love, and you feel that. And even in, like, Murray, their dad, calls them all morons. Like, and it is the most loving, like, he's like, I raised a bunch of morons. And, he's dead serious, but he loves them so much. And, yeah.
I love also how the whole episode, it's back and forth with Barry and the contest. So finally he gets it in. Pops tells, you know, the teacher, Erica's gonna do it. And then the teacher says, I don't care what you guys do. All your kids can be, and I don't care. And I love that when Erica does perform at the end, Barry, who had gotten stage fright, then goes out and does the karate while she is doing it. And he, like, kicks a candy cane across the stage. He, like, tips over a huge Christmas tree. He
throws the Christmas tree down.
He's spinning his nunchucks and, like, throwing punches. And then he does the crane kick from Karate Kid.
Yes.
And Adam, he breaks the board, and everybody goes nuts right at the end of the song. And everyone gives a standing. Oh, Murray is the funniest because he's like,
best.
My kids are the most talented kids in the world. More talented than yours.
More talented than yours. He's like, and he's hands in front of his face. He's like, wow, wow, wow. He's like so excited. And like, you know, he had said to his kids, like, do not do this. It's embarrassing. And then like, he was their biggest cheerleader.
Yeah,
and
he was. It was so funny.
Look at the chills. Guys, if you could see my arms, I can't stop getting the goosebumps. When I rewatched the end of that show, like, at least 6 times. Just when we watched it again the other day. Like, I just... Her voice, oh my God.
Yeah, she can really sing. And
like, her mom, you know, like... She's like, I sing this one in the shower sometimes. And then she just starts singing. Yeah. And the whole crowd is clapping.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, let's get this over with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really kind of, it's a nice moment because here are these people, you know, in the audience that, I don't know, you only see one act other than them, right? Yeah. You see like a couple of dancers.
Yeah, you see like one tappy dancy little.
It's kind of like... They don't say it or spell it out, but you're kind of under the impression that the whole thing has sucked so far.
Yes. It's a talent show.
Yeah.
People are supportive of their kids, like, as bad as it is. Like, they're like, it's like, yeah, the talent show. And so much of a lot of kid talent is, like, bad talent. It's like a lot of development, you know? It's first tries at things, which are usually pretty messy.
Right.
And...
Exactly.
Yeah. So...
I have some things in here, sorry,
please,
that I just wanted to bring up before I forget. I love that, first of all, that this is one episode where Murray talks about the mom goggles and how he's like, you think every one of our kids, everything they do is special and amazing, and it's not, except these morons are mediocre or whatever.
They're mediocre. He's like, yes.
And he says, and he says, you do it with all of them. And Murray says, like, all of our kids are morons. Just accept it.
Oh, this is, I wrote this too. This
and is Adam is sitting in the other room, and he's just like, I'm sitting right here. And he goes, no, not you. You're fantastic. And then Adam goes, yeah, you're a real gem yourself.
And he says it with such disdain. He's like, yeah, you're a real gem yourself.
Yeah.
Like, to his dad.
It was so funny.
And the back and forth. Oh, what Adam said too when it was the back and forth. They're going to be in the talent show. They're not going to be in the talent show. Barry's going to do it. He's not going to do it. The national committee voted him in and out. And Adam just goes, huh, this has been an emotional roller coaster. Yeah. So funny. Yeah. Adam is so good, man. I looking back at it now, like, I always had mixed feelings. And watching it, he is so good at being that kid.
He even, I really like the way he's portrayed too, because he's portrayed as like, even though he's a little kid and he's immature in a lot of ways and stuff, he's portrayed as like ahead of his years, kind of. Yes.
He's like an old soul.
Yeah, and when he does the, when Barry does the karate kick and breaks the board, you know, and like Patton Oswalt is narrating as Adam, and he's like, and my sister did great, and Barry did blah, blah, blah. And me, well, I did what any director does. I made my talent look good. And I switched Barry's karate board with balsa wood.
Yep.
Or whatever it is, you know? It's yes. just like, and he just breaks it in his hand.
Breaks it in half, yeah. Yep. It's just like, yeah, there's, takes, it like a cute, if you threw a Q-tip at him, it would have broken. Like,
yeah. It's funny, because he needed that.
Yeah.
His, when he first did the karate demonstration in the living room for his parents, and he was spinning the nunchucks around, and there was one part where he just, they flew out of his hand behind him, like across the room, and he just kept moving as if that was a move he intended to do.
Oh, God.
So, so, so funny. I absolutely love it.
You know, I wish Pops, who George Segal plays, he is just the heart and soul of, like, yeah, I mean, he's just, believing in the kids, believing in being happy and doing what's in your heart. And I wish, if you're a parent and you're listening, or if you're a kid and you're inappropriately listening, because maybe there's cursing, like, do it. Like, and support the people you love to explore. Like, who am I to give advice? But, like, I wish I had somebody, even if I sucked, to, like, support me exploring if this is something I'm good at. Or, you know, that support is, because I grew up and I have doubts about every part of my talent or what is not talent, because nobody pushed me. And so that to me means I wasn't talented. And it's usually not that. Parents have their own things on their mind. People, you know, people are just people. But
yeah, they come home exhausted. They're like, oh, good, the kids are quiet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's like, oh, get some paper, draw, you know, whatever. Right. And yeah, I just love Pops for that, for pushing. She wasn't going to do it, and his belief and love for her, just, she was like, what the hell?
And it's something that she's great at, and I love his message of how it's basically like, you're great at this and you love doing it.
Yeah.
So forget about what all these other idiots say.
Yep.
Like, it's meaningless, which it is. It's totally meaningless.
I hate regret. I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
No.
I hate regret, and I can't change my past, but if I had advice to give to my younger self, it would be, don't give a crap what any of these people think. Do what's in your heart. I should have done the talent show, even if I got made fun of.
Yep.
Not I should have. Whatever. It was what it was. But I know that maybe I wouldn't have stopped doing creative things.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know? And so, yeah, I just really love that. So this episode for me, just, I love it so much.
It's amazing. There is one line where Murray sees Barry and he says, oh, nice karate pajamas.
Oh, because he's wearing the gi. Yeah.
It's called the gi. Nice karate pajamas. So fucking funny.
So funny.
My gosh. Yeah.
So funny.
And you're right. I absolutely love, I mean, Beverly is like crying at the end. She's so happy.
Oh my God. I have the chills again.
And all of the kids are on the stage. That's the best part. It's like all three of their children.
It's together. And Adam has pantyhose over
like
his
face. Yeah,
like
he's robbing a bank.
Yeah. And they're still like, the Pops and Beverly and Murray are in the audience, and they are the most proud, like, family members that you could ever see. Like, they are crying and cheering and screaming and, like, wow.
So crazy. Such a great ending. And they get a standing O.
Yep. Although that's not the ending. The ending.
Right.
The ending. I don't know if you wanted to mention it, but I couldn't leave it out.
Well, the ending with the actual real karate vid.
Oh.
Or you mean the part that's after that?
The part that's after that.
All right. So one thing about this show that I think I've maybe mentioned it on another episode so far, or I will on some other ones, mm-hmm. but I love how much of this show is autobiographical. And this kid, Adam F. Goldberg, when he was a kid, he recorded so much stuff, just like Adam on the show. And he has all of these videos.
Oh, so great.
That, like, he plays at the end of the episodes sometimes. And they're all real.
They're all real. I just got to make a point. I always thought to myself, oh, I wish I had a video camera and can record everything, right? Now we have cell phones. Mm-hmm. You literally, you hold the thing that you have in your hand 24/7 anyway, and you click a button and you can record your whole life. This kid, if you remember growing up, my dad used to videotape everything. These things were like, I don't know, was it 20 pounds, but you had to have them on your shoulder, like a camcorder. Like,
it was like live action news.
Yeah, it was like for real. And like, they're heavy. My dad would have to be like, all right, somebody take over for a few minutes to rest his arm. Like,
right.
So this kid.
It's like heaved over your shoulder.
Yeah, so this kid had this camera with him. I mean, props. Like, dude, that takes some commitment to wanting to capture stuff.
And see, I think I would have, if my dad had not been like, get out of here with the, you know, don't yes. touch the camera.
Right.
That's how it gets broken. Like yep. that kind of thing. I would have used it all the time to make
you
movies.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I thought they were so fun. See that. Yeah.
We used to just love watching home movies and stuff. So if I had been able to use it, granted, the camera definitely would have gotten broken, so I get why. But it was just like, get out, no, get it, beat it.
Could
get
you imagine
lost.
Me? So those of you that don't know me, which none of you do, I break everything. I spill everything. If I try and stop myself from breaking something, I usually break about 4 other things in the process. So yeah, my dad would have been right to not let me use it.
Yeah, like you could slip on a banana peel, but leave a pothole.
I've come to love and accept this nature of myself, this clumsy, lovable, I'm hoping, nature.
You wouldn't be here with me otherwise.
So go ahead. But you were saying about the actual footage of him.
The actual footage of him is actual footage of Adam F. Goldberg at, like, he was probably, what, 12, maybe?
Yeah.
10 or 12?
Yeah.
And he's doing what he thinks is a karate demonstration.
And it says, this is dedicated to my brother who taught me karate.
Yeah.
And and his brother's actually Barry. And then, go ahead.
And it's just the most outrageous that he has, like, no form. He's just throwing, like, chops that are, like, upside down and, like, kicks that are, like, jump. There's one point where he just jumps and brings his knees in his chest. There's not even a move associated with it.
There's one point where he, like, if you guys can picture, like, putting one arm up in the air, the other arm up in the air, and, like, shaking your tush at the same time, he literally is just doing, like, a sunshine tushy shake, like, as karate. Like,
it is so good. Funny. Oh, my gosh. It is the best.
The best. He's so great. Dude, if you ever hear this, Adam F. Goldberg, respect. We love and appreciate everything you bring to our lives.
Oh, yeah. It's one of our favorite shows.
It's
we absolutely love it.
Ever.
Ever, ever, ever.
Ever.
And this, like I said, it's like all authentic. You get that cool ending of like, oh, this kid really did this.
Yep.
This is amazing. But then...
But then...
you brought up a very good point about the real true ending of the thing. Why don't you talk about it for a sec?
So, just a little throwback to the Beverly Has Mom Goggles. So then the end is Beverly is sitting down, ready for a show, like kids put on a show for their parents, and he's standing there, he's like figuring out his next act for like the next talent show. He started working on it already. And she's like, oh my God, okay, I'm ready. And she's so excited, and he just goes, girl.
Except not that good.
Not even, he's like, girl, I wanna get with you. Big Tasty wants to get with you. And he's doing these like sexy, smooth jam with a little rapping arm movement. And Beverly is like, like watching her son as if she's watching like Neil Diamond.
I know, she loves her kids so much, it's like creepy. She's like borderline turned on. Like, what woman wouldn't want to jump his bones?
She's like, I'm sorry, was that Barry Goldberg or Barry Manilow? I mean, I can't tell.
Oh, my god.
He's so good. And then her watching him, her facial expressions is just bananas amazing.
So funny.
So funny.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Oh, God.
And this, Barry is so bad at karate this whole time, which is what makes it so great, is that, you know, the person in the story who's talented, Erica, is fighting to not perform. And then on the other side of the coin, Barry, who is terrible, is constantly back and forth about whether he can or cannot perform. But every time he walks into the house after there's been a change by the committee.
Oh, yeah.
And he's either furious or, like, screaming, like, so happy. Like, they've overruled the decision! I'm back in!
And when he's upset, so Barry has this amazing trait that is all Barry. But when he gets upset and he leaves the situation or the conversation, he kind of runs away with his arms flailing behind him.
Oh, yeah. It's like two fish tails behind him.
And he's like, eh! And he just runs away with these arms like flailing about behind him. It's the best run I think I've ever seen.
In the very first episode of the show, there comes a point where Barry gets mad and runs away from everybody. And he runs past Murray into the house with his arms the same way. Like, his arms pinned straight back behind him. And Murray's just like, who runs like that?
Was that in the first episode?
That was the first episode.
No.
Who runs like that? Yeah.
Okay, then I think it's other time. But, like, there was that time when I didn't know it was the first episode. But Murray is just like, who runs like that? Like, and it's just this quick moment. But it's amazing.
There were a few times over the course of the show where Murray Barry, he says something like, you've seen the way he runs. He needs this.
You know? You know what? There's so much harshness in the show. Like, you know, he calls his kids morons. They fight. They raise their voices. They're uncouth, you know, to other people that are, so they have, neighbors that are, I guess, Catholic because they celebrate, or Christian, I don't know. And they are, like, so well-mannered and stuff. And, like, the Goldbergs are always yelling at each other. And
Beverly's always, like, making a scene.
Yes, yeah. Always making a scene. Always fighting about a price or something. And anyway, the one thing I love everything about it, but there's so much love underneath it all. Murray, as much as he calls his kids morons and he loves to be in his chair and not be bothered, his entire world is his family.
Yeah.
He would do anything for his family.
Yeah, and he has
Bev. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, totally. Bev, she's constantly doing too much for her family.
Yes.
Whereas, Murray,
she's a smother.
She is a smother. But it's a good balance because Murray goes and, like, works like a maniac all day to make sure they can have the house and have whatever,
exactly.
And Beverly takes care of everything at home.
Yep.
So they are a good team, even though they're very different. But
they're very
different. So funny how, Beverly, it's always too much, and Murray, it's, like, never enough.
It's so funny because it brings me into so many other episodes because I'm like, but the kids also have each other's backs too. Like, they can be awful to each other and they can fight and they can, like, screw each other over. But when push comes to shove, if anybody else screws with one of their other siblings, like, they are there. Like, that's not going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
I just love it, man. I love it.
Me too.
But that episode, so that, I had to pick two of my favorites. That is, it's hard to pick my favorites. Mm-hmm. Like, going back, I'm like, I don't know, but that one always, off the top of my head, I just love it so much.
It is it's a great episode with a really happy ending.
Yep.
And this show does that really well.
Really well.
This show makes a lot of happy endings, which is really,
really nice.
Yeah, really, really nice. And the family, as crazy, like you said, as crazy as it might be, they're always together.
Yeah.
Which is at the core what makes all of it work.
Yeah.
Yes. This episode, I was so excited you chose this one because I love this.
I'm glad.
And I love that the entire, no one says karate.
No,
in the
ever.
Whole episode. Everyone says karate. Even.
Karate.
Even Bev, where she's like, what do you mean they won't let you do karate? You're a karate master.
I've never seen such beautiful karate. Like,
no, Mom, I'm not doing kung fu. It's called karate. That actually might be my favorite time Barry says it. It's not kung fu. I'm doing karate.
karate. Yeah. It's so intense. Oh, amazing.
Samantha, thank you again, as always, for being here with us.
Joseph, thank you.
You're welcome. Did you have anything else about the episode we left out?
I was about to start going into how it's shot and all the stuff. We'll talk more Goldbergs another day. There's never enough time we could talk about Goldbergs.
That's true.
Yeah.
We could always do that again.
Thank you for asking me to do this. It was awesome to think of my favorite episode, to watch it again. So thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And to you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This is day 3 of our 8 days of the Goldbergs celebration. So we will see you guys tomorrow.